Coming up on this episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
Eating the right kinds of fats and oils actually help you lose weight. 53 randomized controlled trials looking at high-fat diets versus low-fat diets, and every time the high-fat diets beat out the low-fat diets for weight loss. Hey everyone, it's Dr. Hyman here. Now, so many of my patients ask me how I manage to work multiple jobs, travel frequently, and spend time with my family and still focus on my health. I know it can seem hard to eat well when you got a lot going on, but the trick is to never let yourself get into a food emergency and to stay stocked up with the right things to support your goals. So recently I discovered Paleo Valley beef sticks. I keep these beef sticks at home and at the office, so I know that whenever I'm in a food emergency, I have a healthy and delicious option to keep me on track. It's no secret that I have high standards when it comes to what I put in my body, and Paleo Valley beef sticks checks all the boxes. They're gluten-free, grain-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and non-GMO. Plus, they use 100% grass-fed and grass-finished beef, which not only adds to the flavorful taste, but it also means they're free of any harmful antibiotics or hormones that you'll find in most meat. With grass-fed beef, you'll get more nutrients than you would with beef fed with grains. Things like higher levels of omega-3 fats that help reduce inflammation, and more B vitamins and other antioxidants to support your body's converting food into energy, and also more of the fat-soluble vitamins that are beneficial for a healthy heart. Plus, instead of being processed with chemicals and other questionable ingredients, these beef sticks are naturally fermented, so you get gut-friendly probiotics with every bite. How cool is that? Right now, Paleo Valley is offering my listeners 15% off your entire first order. Just go to paleovalley.com/Hyman to check out all their clean paleo products and take advantage of this deal. That's paleovalley.com/Hyman. I definitely recommend stocking up on the grass-fed beef sticks to keep in your house, in your car, and in your office. It's one of my favorite tricks to staying healthy while on the go.
People are always surprised when I tell them that even with a whole foods diet rich in plants, we can still be nutrient deficient. And addressing nutrient deficiencies is one of the lowest hanging fruits for optimizing our health and feeling better at any age. And that is why I'm a huge fan of AG1 from Athletic Greens. Since our soils are so damaged, the plants can't extract the nutrients because there's no living matter anymore. And we're up against issues like chronic stress and toxicity and sleep deprivation like never before. And our bodies need some extra help getting all the right information to work properly. Now, that information comes in the form of vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients and good bacteria, all of which help our cells remember how to efficiently tackle their important jobs. So one of the things I use every day to support my diet is AG1 from Athletic Greens. With just one scoop of AG1, I get 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, adaptogens, and more to support my entire body. Even with a really healthy diet, it's hard to hit the mark for all our nutrient needs. So I feel better knowing I have some extra help from AG1. Unlike other supplements and powders out there, AG1 is third-party tested and made without GMO, nasty chemicals, or artificial anything. It actually tastes great, kind of like a tropical green drink. I like it on its own mixed with water, but it also works really well in most smoothies. If you're curious about trying AG1 from Athletic Greens for yourself, right now they're offering my community 10 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Hyman. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Hyman to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Now let's get back to this week's episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
Welcome to the Doctor's Pharmacy. I'm Dr. Mark Hyman. That's Pharmacy with an F, a place for conversations that matter. And today I'm bringing you a health bite to improve your health because taking small steps every day can lead to significant changes in your health over time. And today I thought we'd talk about fats and oils because, well, people are confused about fat. They're still confused about fat, even though the data is pretty clear. It can be really good for you or really bad for you. So we need to understand a lot about fat in order to navigate all the fats that there are. Sugar, 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 but basically fat is not fat is not fat. So let's talk about why it's essential for our health, why low-fat diets aren't necessarily good for you, and what all the different kinds of fat are, which are good, which are bad, which are kind of medium, what's really true. So let's talk about fats and oils, what you should be eating, and what you need to do to avoid
the bad fats. Okay, so true or false, let's do a true or false segment here. True or false, vegetable oils are better for your health than animal-based fats. True or false? False. They're not. What is a vegetable oil? Anyway, well, it's usually a seed or bean oil, soybean oil, canola oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil. And these oils are relatively new to human history. The increase in soybean oil consumption has been 1,000-fold. I mean, that is a lot of increase in oil, or 1,000% increase in the last 100 years. So that is not something that our bodies have been consuming for our entire evolutionary history. And these oils in these forms are heat extracted. There's solvents and chemicals like hexane. They're often oxidized. They're very unstable. And they're used for usually deep frying. They're in all processed foods. And they're really low quality. And there's some interesting data that it may increase the risk of heart disease, suicide, homicide, violent behavior as we start to increase these and decrease the traditional fats we eat, which were primarily olive oil and saturated fats. Okay. True or false? A salad with non-fat dressing or lemon juice is healthier than one drenched in oil. Actually, false. You need fat in order to actually absorb a lot of the nutrients in plant foods like vitamin A that's in, or carotenoids that are in vegetables. Olive oil also is incredibly healthy. So you do want to put the refined oils in your salad dressing? No. Do you want extra virgin olive oil? Yes, because it's been shown to reduce heart disease, diabetes, obesity. And there's been many studies looking at this, and we can talk more about that in a minute. Next, true or false question. True or false? Cholesterol from eggs clogs your arteries and causes heart disease. False. In fact, even the dietary guidelines in 2015 said, kind of we got it wrong. Cholesterol is no longer a nutrient of concern, and cholesterol-rich foods like eggs or shrimp have really no effect on the cholesterol in your blood, and it's not really linked to heart disease, which is kind of funny. I mean, you have 200 milligrams per deciliter, let's say, of your cholesterol. You have 5 liters of blood. So that's like 10,000 milligrams of cholesterol floating around in your blood. If you eat like 200 milligrams from an egg, do you think that's going to be a problem? Not really. So it's really not. In fact, eggs are really an amazing food, particularly pasture-raised eggs. True or false? Vegetable shortening is a better alternative than lard or pork fat when cooking or baking. False. Trans fats are bad. Shortening shortens your life. It's been ruled as non-grass by the FDA, meaning not safe to eat, not generally recognized as safe. It's obviously doesn't taste as good. That's hard, but we'll talk about saturated fats in a minute, but definitely no shortening in your life because it shortens your life. Next, true or false? Fats and oils make you gain weight because they have more calories than carbs or protein. Fat has 9 calories per gram. Protein and carbs have 4. So if you eat more protein and fat and carbs, you're going to lose weight, and more fats, you're going to gain weight. Not true. Why? Well, eating the right kinds of fats and oils actually help you lose weight. In fact, there are 53 randomized controlled trials looking at high-fat diets versus low-fat diets, and every time the high-fat diets beat out the low-fat diets for weight loss. So eating the right fats burns body fat, it boosts your metabolism, it fixes your HDL, it lowers your triglycerides, it's associated with lower risk of heart disease, diabetes, obesity. So actually, eating the right fats is really good for you. The federal government, true or false, the federal government's dietary guidelines now tell us there's no limit on the amount of fat you can eat. True. Actually, until 2005, the guidelines said we should be eating a low-fat diet and lots of carbs. Now they finally caught up with most of the science, not all of it. And remember, the food pyramid said eat 6 to 11 servings of bread, rice, and pasta a day. And eat fats only sparingly, the little tiny tip of the pyramid. And at the bottom was like pasta and bread and cereal. It should be inverted, actually. So let's talk a little bit about the purpose of fats and oils. What is the nutritional purpose? Well, they help us feel full and satisfied. If you eat carbs, you can just keep eating them. I mean, people binge on a bag of Chips Ahoy cookies, but nobody's binging on a bag of avocados, right? Okay. They increase our metabolism. They actually don't contain sugar, which spike insulin, and basically they help us lose weight and increase our fat burning. We also need fat to produce our healthy cell membranes. Every one of your 30 trillion cells has a beautiful membrane around it, like a baggie, and that is made up of fat. It has to be made up of the right fats. Also, we need them to make hormones. Where does your testosterone and cortisol and estrogen and progesterone come from? Comes from fat, comes from cholesterol, right? It also is important to make your immune cells, and it regulates inflammation and metabolism. And fats are really critical in all the inflammatory pathways. So eating the right fats are anti-inflammatory, and the wrong fats are inflammatory. Also, we need fat because our brain is 60% fat. Pretty important. All right, what are the six things we need to know about fats and oils? Well, monounsaturated fat is our friend. It's a good guy. MUFAs, we call them MUFAs, monounsaturated fat. And where do they come from? Well, the most common source, obviously, is olive oil. But they're also found in macadamia nuts and almonds and many, many other nuts and seeds. They are really important. They have, particularly extra virgin olive oil, is full of polyphenols and antioxidants that can protect against heart disease. They've been shown to lower blood pressure, improve insulin sensitivity, lower your LDL cholesterol. So, I mean, yes, fats can lower LDL cholesterol. More important when it comes to cholesterol, it actually changes the small dense particles, which are super harmful, that attack the walls of your arteries and cause hardening of the arteries. So it guards against the damage that's caused by the sugar. So you get rid of the sugar, you increase the olive oil, and your cholesterol will get better. They also are the main pillar of the Mediterranean diet, which has been shown to extend life. Things like olive oil, nuts, seeds, avocados. Avocados, great source of monounsaturated fats. Also, they're present in animal foods like butter, lard, beef, chicken fat can be helpful as sources, although they're more tend to be more a mixture of other fats like saturated fat. They're also found in some unhealthy refined foods like canola oil, which can have some monounsaturated fats, but that's also produced in a way that bleaches it, that's refined, has lots of chemicals, high heat, and it's deodorized. So it's kind of a, you know, industrial food product. It's not a whole food in any way, shape, or form. And when you do that to the oils, it's not good for them. They oxidize, they become damaged. I mean, even olive oil, you've got to keep olive oil in a dark container, in a dark cupboard. It's when you leave it out, if you get some really dark green olive oil and you put it in like a clear glass jar on the counter, leave it for a while, you'll see it turns from dark green to light green. That's because it's oxidized, and that's very dangerous. That's rancid fat. What about polyunsaturated fat? Well, there's not just one kind. There's many kinds, the good, bad, and the ugly. So these are essential. You know, there's no such thing as essential carbohydrates, but there are essential fats, and these polyunsaturated fats are essential. What are they? Well, there's linoleic acid, which is an omega-6 that's essential, and omega-3 fats, which of there's number. There's alpha-linolenic acid, which is from plant sources like walnuts or flax seeds, and EPA and DHA, which are found in fish, wild game, grass-fed meats. These are the foods that we traditionally ate from an evolutionary history perspective had a lot of these omega-3s. So we had way more omega-3s than omega-6s. So it's not that omega-6s are bad. It's just about how much we're having, what form we're having. So we need to know about these. You need both of them, but you do not want to get your omega-6s from refined oils. You want to get them from whole foods, nuts, seeds, beans, grains. These all have the omega-6s. Those are fine to eat in the whole food forms. And of course, the omega-3s, which you can get from fish oil, wild fish, and so forth, and certain wild plants, wild game. Omega-3s are really quite amazing. They regulate this whole pathway called eicosanoids, and they basically regulate inflammation and are anti-inflammatory. They protect your heart. They're great for your brain. They're important for mood. They help your diabetes, chronic disease, skin health, pretty much everything, immunity. If you have low levels of omega-3s, which is about 90% of Americans, you're at much higher risk of heart disease, chronic inflammation. You see low levels in people with Alzheimer's, ADD, dementia. People who are violent, depressed, suicidal often have low levels of omega-3s. Bipolar disease has been even shown to be treated with some omega-3s sometimes. Too much omega-6s actually can cause inflammation. Not so great. Where are you going to get them? Well, omega-3s are, like I said, in whole fatty fish. My favorite are sardines, mackerel, anchovies, herring, small fish, fatty fish, grass-fed meats, eggs that are pasture-raised. You can get algae is a great source. Actually, it's how the fish get it. So you can get DHA from algae. It's hard to get EPA, flax seeds, walnuts. Omega-6, where are you going to get those? Like I said, whole grains, beans. But stay away from the ones that are in processed foods. Stay away from the ones that are refined oils. You shouldn't be eating those at all anyway. Like desserts, packaged snacks, potato chips, any kind of industrial food, conventionally raised meat. People have fried things made in a diner. I mean, these are all full of these processed oils like soybean oil. Bottom line, we need polyunsaturated fats, but we should get them from whole foods, like the fatty fish we talked about. We should definitely be getting our good polyunsaturated fats from things like fatty wild-caught fish, like salmon, sardines, herring, anchovies, mackerel, pasture-raised grass-fed meats, regenerative-raised meats, and whole grains sometimes, which have good fats, and nuts and seeds, poultry and eggs, grass-fed dairy, avocados, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, chia seeds, flax seeds. Actually, chia and flax have a good source of omega-3s, although the body has to convert them, which is not so great for most people. Next fat, let's talk about saturated fat. Well, I could write a whole book on that. In fact, I kind of almost did, called Eat Fat, Get Thin. I encourage you to check it out. There's a lot of stuff in there about this and how we got to the view that saturated fat was bad and why it's not the boogeyman anymore. Now, that said, there are certain people that genetically don't tolerate saturated fats as much. There are certain kind of physiotypes. I'm one of them, which is what we call lean mass hyper responder. You know, my body fat's like 6-7%. I exercise a lot. And so my body somehow does not process saturated fat very well. So if I eat too much saturated fat, I will get abnormal cholesterol. So I think it depends on you, but most people who are metabolically unhealthy, like diabetics, I mean, I had a patient who was very overweight, pre-diabetic. I put her basically on coconut oil and butter. And a ketogenic diet and saturated fat mostly. And she lost 20 pounds. Her cholesterol dropped like over 100 points. Her triglycerides dropped 300 points. Her HDL went up 30 points, which you just don't see. So it actually can be very helpful. In fact, saturated fats raise HDL. They raise LDL a little bit too, but it's not necessarily bad. They lower triglycerides. Next thing you should know about fat is trans fats are the worst fat. If there's good, bad, and the ugly, it's the ugly, right? Margarine, Crisco, shortening. It's still in the marketplace, even though it's been ruled not safe to heat. It was a good idea at the time because it was a butter shortage. And, you know, back in the turn of the century, 1900s, they figured out how to hydrogenate oil, meaning they put hydrogen molecules into vegetable oil to saturate the chain of fats, which makes it solid at room temperature, like butter, which is a saturated fat, but it does it in a way that's a trans fat, not a cis fat. It's chemical, whatever, doesn't matter. But the point is, it's bad for you. It causes small, dense cholesterol particles. It blocks your arteries, causes inflammation, diabetes, cancer, dementia. Not bad. And in 2015, the FDA said, it's not safe, don't eat it, but it's still everywhere. So be careful. Even if it says zero trans fat on the label, it could still have trans fat. Look at the ingredient list. If it says hydrogenated anything, eat it. And the loophole basically is if it has less than half a gram per serving, like Cool Whip has less than half a gram per serving. So it has zero trans fat, but it's basically all high fructose corn syrup and trans fat, which is crazy to me. Also, the great way to eat your fat is not with carbs. If you eat particularly starch and sugar with saturated fat, bad news, bad news. So eat your fats with veggies. So think lots of dressing. People go, oh, I want a little dressing. I'll have a little vinegar or a little lemon. No. Put the oil on your veggies. Put your oil on your broccoli. Put your oil on all your veggies. That's going to help you actually get the good fats you need, not have it do bad things, and actually be able to absorb the nutrients like vitamins A and vitamin E and K and things that are fat soluble that really help your body. Even vitamin D, when you're eating mushrooms or eating, like, for example, a wild fatty fish like herring has vitamin D, you need the fat to absorb it. So when you eat fat, it actually stimulates bioproduction, which you need to absorb these fat-soluble vitamins. So it's really important. So eat salad, for example, with lots of raw veggies, lots of olive oil, broccoli with a little lemon, all that. It's great. If you don't do that, you're not going to be getting the nutritional benefits. So don't use the low-fat dressing. You know, use extra virgin olive oil. I probably go through a liter a week. And in fact, one study showed in Spain, it was a big, it's hard to do nutritional studies. So like there's highly They're highly complicated, you know, to do 7,000 people and randomize them different diets and follow what they did. But they basically gave people a liter of olive oil and a bunch of nuts to eat, or a bunch of nuts, or just a low-fat diet. And they found that when they had a liter of olive oil a week, they reduced their heart attack risk and diabetes and all these other diseases dramatically compared to the low-fat diet. So it's really important. Also, there's all sorts of amazing things in extra virgin olive oil, flavonoids, polyphenols, or anti-inflammatory. They help us absorb things like the lycopene in tomato sauce without olive oil. Just great. What about coconut oil? Well, coconut oil is mixed. It's got a bad rap, but it does raise total cholesterol. It raises LDL, but it also raises actually HDL more, and the ratio is better. And your cholesterol is more fluffy and light. So typically it's better. There are large populations that live on coconut, like 50% of their diet is coconut oil and fat. And they're in the South Pacific, and they don't have these diseases of heart disease. So it's a problem in the sense of, if you have a lot of sugar, it's a problem. But I think it's really not a bad guy. However, like I said, certain people like myself don't do good when they just use huge amounts of saturated fats. So you have to be careful and make sure you're not one of those lean mass hyper responders. There's a particular fat in coconut oil called MCT oil, which you can take separately. It's about 20-30% in coconut oil, but it boosts your metabolism and reverses insulin resistance. It helps your brain function. They go great from your gut into your body. They don't have to go through the lymph system, which most other fats do. And they are burning energy, and they're just great before exercise. So it's great. What about ketogenic diets? Are they healthy, intermittent fasting? Well, ketogenic diets have been around for a long time. We use them for epilepsy when medications don't work, but now we're seeing them used for type 2 diabetes, obesity, Alzheimer's, autism, brain health, cancer. It's pretty amazing, and it may increase both your lifespan and your brain function. So it's great for a lot of people. However, I don't think we should be on it all the time. If you have a condition like type 2 diabetes or Alzheimer's, for sure, go in hard, see how it works. It doesn't mean you have to be on it forever, and some people cycle in and out. So it's something that, you know, requires a little bit more thought, but can be very effective. Now, what about the environment? Is it bad to eat fats for the environment? Well, some are good, some are bad, right? Palm oil, they call it conflict palm oil, and they're destroying the habitats of orangutans. It's being used to replace trans fat in a lot of baked goods and a lot of snack foods, but it causes deforestation, disrupts ecosystems, all kinds of human rights violations, terrible working conditions. So make sure that you look at this, because, you know, one of the largest areas of deforestation in Indonesia, and places in these equatorial countries, it's the palm oil. So it's really bad. So make sure you have sustainable palm oil. It's called CSPO, certified sustainable palm oil, conflict-free palm oil, really important. What about olive oil? Well, sometimes overdoing olive oil can be a problem in some of the Mediterranean countries. So there's got to be more responsible olive oil practices. But be careful about that. Organic is better. You know, regenerative is better. Coconut oil, again, it can be very popular, but a lot of people who are actually doing this are, you know, being abused in terms of working conditions. They live in poverty. For example, 60% of small-scale coconut farmers live in poverty in the Philippines, where they get a lot of it from. So look for the fair trade. Be careful what you're buying, where it's sourced from. So how do we get the best sustainable fats and oils? We're going to have it all in the show notes, but olive oil, you can, you know, link to the Truth and Olive Oil website, where you'll see what the kinds you can have. There's California olive oil, maybe better. Certified coconut oil, organic coconut oil. There's actually regenerative coconut oil now from Dr. Bronner's. Grass-fed butter, if you're going to have butter. Thrive Market's a great source of wonderful, good fats, from avocado oil to macadamia oil, walnut oil, fair trade oils, and so forth. How much should we eat? Well, get it from real food. You know, regeneratively raised meat, safe fish, pasture-raised chickens, eggs, you know, grass-fed dairy, sheep and goat, obviously. I like better avocados, nuts and seeds, extra virgin olive oil, a little grass-fed butter, ghee. Don't be afraid of fat, but make sure you understand that the kind of fat you eat is way more important than how much. In fact, I think you should not be afraid of fat anymore, as long as you're cutting down the starch and sugar. But definitely cut out those refined oils. They're not good for you. And by the way, just a reminder, don't combine fat with sugar or starch. It's like rocket fuel for weight gain. So if you want to gain weight, eat a donut, right? A deep fried carb, right? That's not good. Really bad cholesterol, French fries, ice cream, buttered bread, all that stuff. Do not eat that. We should eat fat regularly at every meal, particularly in the morning. One of the good ones we should eat, well, I use organic avocado oil. I use grass-fed butter. I use sometimes extra virgin or virgin organic unrefined coconut oil. Occasionally, I'll use lard or tallow or duck fat or chicken fat, but mostly olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil are my staples. And then lots of other kinds of source of oil like tahini, walnut oil, almond oil, macadamia oil, sesame oil can all be used safely as long as they're not the main oils. And what should we be avoiding? Well, all the other ones, soybean oil, canola, corn, safflower, sunflower, palm, peanut, vegetable oil? Broccoli oil? Margarine, all the other substitutes, hydrogen, anything, get rid of those. So we learned a lot about fats today, probably more than you want to know, but it's really important for your health to understand which fats to eat, which to avoid, and how to navigate the very confusing world of fat. I refer you back to my book, Eat Fat, Get Thin, and Food, What the Heck Should I Eat, and The Pecan Diet. It's lots more in there, and we'll put all the notes to all those books in the show notes. But if you should take away anything, it's this. Eating lots of good, real, whole food-based, healthy fats is super important for your health. So focus on eating the fats that and the oils that our ancestors ate and get rid of all those industrial produced, highly processed, nasty fats from your kitchen, and you'll be doing great. So that's it for today's Health Bite. If you liked it, be sure to share with your friends and family on social media. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you next time on The Doctor's Pharmacy. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Hyman. Thanks for tuning into The Doctor's Pharmacy. I hope you're loving this podcast. It's one of my favorite things to do and introducing you all the experts that I know and I love and that I've learned so much from. And I want to tell you about something else I'm doing, which is called Mark's Picks. It's my weekly newsletter. And in it, I share my favorite stuff from foods to supplements to gadgets to tools to enhance your health. It's all the cool stuff that I use and that my team uses to optimize and enhance our health. And I'd love you to sign up for the weekly newsletter. I'll only send it to you once a week on Fridays. Nothing else, I promise. And all you have to do is go to drhyman.com/picks to sign up. That's drhyman.com/picks, P-I-C-K-S, and sign up for the newsletter. And I'll share with you my favorite stuff that I use to enhance my health and get healthier and better and live younger longer.
Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Just a reminder that this podcast is for educational purposes only. This podcast is not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. If you're looking for help in your journey, seek out a qualified medical practitioner. If you're looking for a functional medicine practitioner, you can visit ifm.org and search their Find a Practitioner database. It's important that you have someone in your corner who's trained, who's a licensed healthcare practitioner, and can help you make changes, especially when it comes to your health.